بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات، وبياكم وطيبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. لا زلنا مع سورة البقرة، البركة كذلك أعظم سورة في القرآن وأطول سورة في القرآن. We're still with سورة البقرة. It's also called سورة البركة, the greatest سورة in the Quran, the longest سورة in the Quran. So we talked about the changing of the Qibla and how the Prophet Muhammad longed to change in the Qibla from the north to the south. بعد الهجرة, يعني في السنة الثانية من الهجرة, exactly Rajab, second of the Hijrah, that's when the Qibla was changed in the suburbs of Medina. بالتحديد ما يسمى الآن مسجد ذو القبلتين, أو بما يسمى بمسجد معاذ, معاذ بن جبل, لأن معاذ كان يسكن تلك المنطقة, وكان بعد ما يصلي صلاة العشاء مع الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام في المسجد الحرام يذهب إلى منطقته ويؤم بالناس هناك صلاة العشاء, فسمي بمسجد معاد. وهناك غيرت القبلة أو تحولت القبلة في تلك المنطقة بما يسمى الآن مسجد ذي القبلتين. It's also called مسجد معاد بن جبل because معاد بن جبل used to live in that area. He used to pray عشاء صلاة with the Prophet and then go back home, and then he would lead صلاة late عشاء in that very particular area. That's why it's called now Masjid Mu'ad or Masjid Dil Qiblatain, when the Prophet Muhammad was praying and then he received a relation with the Sahabas, they were praying behind him, and then they switched, they turned in the Salah, in the middle of the Salah جاءت الآيات لتحويل القبلة, then the Prophet changed the direction from the north to the south. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla says الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, because they're gonna come and talk, and they initially started not complaining, raising doubts. Why Muhammad changed the Qibla? Was there something wrong with the Qibla? The Munafiqeen, the Mushrikeen, and the Yahud and the Nasara at the time. الذين آتينهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم يعرفونه ها يعرفونه من هو القرآن يعرفونه أي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما جاء في التفاسير. Those who have given the scriptures, الذين آتينهم الكتاب, we're giving them the scriptures. Here we're talking about اليهود والنصارى, the Jews and the Christians, the believers, the Jews and the Christians. يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبنائهم. You know your daughter. You want, you know, if you meet your daughter, you're going to say, who are you? May Allah forbid, يعني, unless somebody who's, يعني, the people who are Alzheimer, يعني, والعياذ بالله, يعني, then they, but no, you know your children, you know your sons, you know your daughters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آتِنَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, these Jews and Christians, they know Muhammad, just like they know their children. He's mentioned in their books. He's mentioned in their scriptures. مذكور عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل. يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he reveals this truth that despite the fact that they know the truth, they will try to hide it. Just like the story of Safiya bint Akhtab. Huyay ibn Akhtab. Huyay ibn Akhtab, who's the leader of the Jews. And Safiya, who eventually married Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Safiya, she's Umm al-Mu'mineen. And then she was a kid at the time, and then she heard when her father and his brother met together after seeing the Prophet Muhammad. Ahuwahu? Qala huwa. Ahuwahu? Is that him? You saw him. You saw him, yes. Is it him? Yes. Does he have all the descriptions that we have in our books? Yes, I went through all the descriptions, it is him. So what did you decide to do? He asked him, what did you decide to do? Did you decide to believe in him? He says, no, I have decided to cause him enmity and animosity and then I die. I will never believe in him. They know. وَلَكِنْ يَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They keep the truth. They distort the truth. They don't reveal the truth. يعلمون الحق الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممتارين. This الحق, الحق is what? الحق is كلام الله. Allah is one of his names, الحق, من بين أسماء الله سبحانه وتعالى. الحق, the truth. So Allah is الحق, وكلامه حق, والقرآن حق. The words of Allah is حق, and the words of Allah is the Quran that we're studying now is الحق. الجنة حق والنار حق. They know the truth. ولكن, you know, here's the problem. The problem is when somebody knows the truth and he hides it. Or he knows the truth and he doesn't act upon it. It's different than somebody who does not know. You know La ilaha illallah. Abide with La ilaha illallah. Follow La ilaha illallah. He knows La ilaha illallah. He knows Muhammadur Rasulullah, but he doesn't want to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِكُلِّ وَجَّةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَوَلِّيهَا ولكل وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, everyone turn to their own direction of prayer. لكل وجهة هو موليها. But here, وجهة means what? Here, وجهة means طريق. اليهود, they have their own, you know طريق, right? طريق is also in Arabic, Urdu, whatever. Isn't it? طريق, path. Not in Urdu. Rasta, 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 Rasta. And I remember in Mecca they used to say Rasta, 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 Rasta. So Tariq is Rasta. Rasta, Tariq, Wijha. The Yahud, they have their Wijha. The Nasara, they have their Wijha. And we have our Wijha. And we have our Tariq as well. We have our, you know, the truth. لِكُلِّ وَجِدٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Then compete towards doing good deed. You know the truth, خلاص. Compete towards الخيرات, towards doing good. يعني, compete towards doing more salah, compete towards doing more siyam, compete towards giving more sadaqah. This is how we should compete with one another. Not in terms of, he has a, mashallah, a great business, I'm going to compete in his business. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you and bless him and bless her and bless all. يعني, but this is not the competition that Allah Azza wa Jalla is looking for. The competition is, you know, istabiqul khayrat, المسابقه in what? Towards al-khayr, towards who, you know, in the deen, let us compete towards that. In the dunya, when you look at someone, look how maybe fortunate he is, but look how close he is to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is something that I need to compete towards. This man, he comes here all the time, he does not meet one single salah. I need to compete with him towards that. He does not miss Fajr, I'm going to compete with him towards that. He comes first in Fajr, I'm going to compete with him towards that. I'm going to start coming early for Fajr so I can compete with him, just like Abu Bakr and Umar, like the Sahaba. They used to compete when Abu Bakr gave the sadaqah. And then Umar radiallahu anhu, he went and he gave sadaqah. When the Prophet says about the sadaqah, so Umar came and he gave half of his wealth. He came to know that Abu Bakr gave all his wealth. Yeah, Abu Bakr, we cannot compete with you. You're always a winner. Abu Bakr, Umar said, I'm going to take something and give half to Allah Azza wa Jal, half to the Prophet, half to the Muslim. And then one half for my family. So he came with half. Abu Bakr came with all. So this is the type of competition that Allah Azza wa Jal is longing for. Not this type of any competition towards the dunya. And then Allah says, right after that, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ أَتِبِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. Anywhere you are. I remember country America, when I was in the US. Mazen, he was 16, 17 years old. He was sharing his my room with me in the dorms. Mazen from Palestine. Can Palestine, you know, Shab. We used to sleep together in the dorms. So he tells me about stories of how he many times he escaped death for Palestine. He used to tell me stories. You know, they did this and they did that, and you know, one night, 2 o'clock in the morning, they came and they knocked at our door to come out and remove rocks from the road. He says many times I almost died, but I didn't. So he came to USA. Where? To San Francisco, California. Aynam, San Francisco, California. There, he spent the summer. Then he went to Virgin Islands. It's an island. To work for his dad. Dad was working there as a business. He used to have a limo business. So he was doing a limo thing, you know. And then there, subhanAllah, some people, they came and they tried to steal his money. In Virgin Islands, the land of tourism and fun and joy and whatnot. So he's trying to, it's my money, he's trying to struggle with them. And then somebody brought a knife and stabbed him. And he killed him. He killed this boy who was only 16 years old, miskin. And I was thinking to myself, he did not die in Palestine, in the land of bloodshed, in the land where every day you have hundreds of death. He came to die in the land of Virgin Islands, Caribbean. Who dies there? يعني سبحان الله يعني أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا. Anywhere you are, when your time is up, your time is up. يأتي بكم الله جميعا. والموت حق. الموت is حق. ولن يتخلف أحد. And then Allah عز وجل goes again. ومن حيث خرجت يا محمد فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام. And this ayah will be repeated more than once, more than twice. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّي وَجَكَ شَطَرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقِّ. And again, one more time. يَا مُحَمَّدْ, anywhere you are, فَوَلِّي وَجَكَ. When you come out, وَلِّي وَجَكَ. Face towards المسجد الحرام. Face towards your qibla, towards المسجد الحرام. وَإِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. إِذَا خَرَجْتَ مُهَاجِرًا مِنْ مَكَّةَ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ فَوَلِّي وَجَكَ towards المسجد الحرام. إذا خرجت من بيتك ولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام. أي مكان, anywhere you are, face المسجد الحرام. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says one more time, ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك. أهل العلم, they say this repetition indicates, يعني هذا لما تعيد المسألة تعيد الآية كذا مرة, يعني this indicates the emphasis, التأكيد. هذه الإعادة تفيد التأكيد. ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك المسجد الحرام. ومن خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام. It indicates التأكيد, which means an emphasis. And then Allah tells the believers, وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرة. Anywhere you were, أينما كنتم, ولوا وجوهكم شطرة. Face towards المسجد الحرام. لئلا يكون للناس عليكم حجة إلا الذين ظلموا. What happened here? Allah is saying, so that people will not have an argument against you. What is the meaning of this particular ayah? I hope if you can follow with me or wake up or the madriation التي هذا سبحان الله السكينة السكينة بتنزل. هذا التكرار كما قلنا التكرار يفيد التأكيد أي القبلة أنه مؤكد والقبلة ركن من أركان الصلاة زي ما we said with the kind of the قبلة القبلة is ركن. When you come to pray واحد قال لك طيب it's okay I'm gonna pray facing مدينة القبلة is it واجب or is it سنة or is it ركن what is the difference between واجب and ركن ركن is ركن means a pillar ركن means a pillar if you miss it your salah your hajj will not be accepted like tawaf tawaf is ركن when you go for يعني عمرة ولا حج الطواف is ركن السعي is ركن right الإحرام is ركن if you don't do it your حج will not be accepted right الوضوء القبلة they said it's ركن يعني if you face not the قبلة your صلاة will not be accepted unless there are certain exceptions of course you're sick you cannot يعني you're traveling and you cannot face the قبلة There's certain you know exceptions. Other than that, al-qibla is ركن من أركان الصلاة. يعني للقادر هذا استقبال القبلة. Even the mayyit, when we bury the person, we make his face facing you know towards the qibla. Even before somebody dies, some people don't know this. هذا الذي يحتضر في عند الموت قبل الموت هو يحتضر. قالوا أنه من السنة أن تحاول أن they said somebody who's dying it is from the sunnah to try to make that person face, you know, face القبلة before dying he dies with the قبلة already faced towards with the face already faced towards the قبلة قبل الموت حتى يموت وهو مستقبل القبلة if you don't know فاجتهد If you don't know where the Qibla is, you're traveling, you don't have a watch, you don't have a GPS, you don't have a phone, then you try to, you know, where is Toronto? Toronto East, where is East? احنا وين؟ احنا هنا, we are West, kind of, we are, anyway. So Toronto is this way, طيب, then it's East, a little bit East, North, East. Huh? I made a little of an effort to see where the Qibla is without a GPS or anything. Even if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Alhamdulillah. But at least I made an effort to seek where the Qibla is. فَلِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ What does that mean? So that people have no argument against you. They said, المشركون قالوا, حُولَتْ الْقِبْلَ لِأَنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ لِمَاذَا لِأَنَّ الْآلِهَ غَضِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آلهة مكة غضبت عليهم فهم الآن حولوا القبلة إلى مكة حتى الآلهة ترضى عليهم. They said when the Muslims because the Muslims they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they don't worship the idols. So once the قبلة came, you know, they changed the faith, you know, from the north to the south. The Mushrikeen they said, oh, you know why they made this change is because the آلهة were cursing them. The gods were cursing them. They were facing the north. So now because they are not worshipping the idols and the idols are cursing them, so we get the Muslims now they're facing Mecca. Why Mecca? Why the Kaaba? Because inside the Kaaba there were more than in the Mecca itself more than 360 idols. More than 316 salam. Akbarahum, you know it. Akbarahum minu had akbarahum, the biggest idol. Hubal. Hubal. This is what they say, Ya'lu Hubal. You know, their biggest idol. So they were inside the Kaaba. So then the Muslims are praying now towards the Kaaba. And then the Mushrikeen, they said, they're facing the Kaaba because the idols are angry at them. Then Allah says, لِأَلَّا يَكُنَّ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حَجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي Don't fear them. Don't fear what they say. Don't worry about what they say. But fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let them say whatever they want to say. It's wrong, right? But fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ كَلَوَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي Don't fear them, but fear Allah Azza wa Jal. When you ask, ask Allah. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ When you seek refuge in someone, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ Of course. And then so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that I may continue to perfect my favor, my ni'mat, or ni'mah, عليكم لعلكم تهتدون. وفعلا أتم نعمة الله سبحانه وتعالى. And indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has continued his ni'mah. After this qibla was changed, Allah continued his favor by making hajj as a pillar of Islam. Al-qibla ila as-salah hiya ni'mah. This qibla towards, you know, it's a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-hajj to Bayt al-Haram is ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. You see, when we tafsir Quran with the Quran, we're going to use another ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today I have perfected your, well, I have completed your religion. وأتممت عليكم نعمتي. And I have perfected your religion, نعمتي, your blessings. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is الحج إلى بيت الله الحرام. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم. هذه الآية جواب للآية التي كانت من قبلها. أول آية, this ayah that says كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون. Since we have sent you a messenger, أرسلنا فيكم, we have sent you, أو قريش, يا عرب, يا مشركون, يا يهود, يا نصارى, أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم, we have sent you, يا قريش, from among yourself, reciting to you the our revelation, the Quran, purifying and teaching you the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wisdom. Wisdom here means what? الحكمة. الحكمة is السنة here. يعلمكم الكتاب, he teaches you the book, يعني القرآن. والحكمة here means السنة. السنة والقرآن, remember this, please remember this particular. القرآن needs the سنة, remember? More than the سنة needs the قرآن. I don't know if you get this. القرآن في حاجة إلى السنة أكثر من أن السنة في حاجة إلى القرآن. لماذا? Why? لأن السنة تفسر القرآن. Because the سنة explains the قرآن. This is why we need the Sunnah more than the Quran. You know, astaghfirullah, it's not more than the Quran. The Quran needs the Sunnah. The Quran does not explain to you how to pray and how to perform Hajj and how to do certain rituals. It is the Sunnah that explains these rituals. This is why the Quran needs the Sunnah. You understand? In the other ayah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the dua of Ibrahim, إِبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعْلِمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. The dua of Ibrahim when he says, when he finished building the Kaaba, and then he made this dua, إِبْعَدْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا يَا رَبِّ إِبْعَدْ, send amongst them a prophet. Why? رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ, a prophet from them, to teach them the book, you know, and the wisdom and the hikmah. Here is the answer to that dua in this particular ayah. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ يُزَكِّيكُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu says, because I'm sending you Muhammad and the Quran and the Sunnah and the Hikmah, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Then make a mention of me. And please, I'd like to pause here because this is where the spirituality will start more. Since we're going to talk about فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ ذِكْر, make a mention of me, I shall make a mention of you. Make a, remember me. Allah is talking about who? Remember me. Me who? Hmm? Me who? Guru. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you? Udhkuruni. Make a mention of me. Who's me? Muhammad? Allah. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Make a mention of me. I shall make a mention of you. You know. Awwal ni'mah. All these ni'mat, so this is why you should make dhikr of Allah. What ni'mah? Ni'mah that I'm sending this prophet amongst you. Tahwil al-qibla is ni'mah. Al-Quran is ni'mah. Al-hidayah is ni'mah. As-salah is ni'mah. All these ni'am. Then make a mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be grateful. Shukr. Or shukriyeh. This is why Allah azza wa jal calls himself Ash-Shakir Ash-Shakur. Two greatest names of Allah azza wa jal. From shukr. But one is more intensive than the other. Shakir ala wazni fa'il wa shakur ala wazni fa'ul. So shakur is more intensive than shakir. Fa'ul is more intensive than fa'il. But in English, it's just the most grateful.
الشكر نعمة تستوجب الشكر.
النعمة اللي تستوجب الشكر. الشكر الله عز وجل for just being able to sit like this. الشكر for the نعمة of the health. الصحة. نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس. الصحة والوقت. Two great نعمز that most people don't take advantage of. نعمة الصحة. نعمة of the health. فاذكروني أذكركم. هذا ذكر مطلق. Here that this, I need to explain a little bit about ذكر. ذكر مطلق means unrestricted ذكر. There is restricted ذكر مقيد وذكر مطلق. In Arabic, huh? ذكر مقيد means restricted ذكر. Or as you say in Urdu, ذكر. وذكر مطلق, unrestricted. I will explain. فاذكروني أذكركم. Make a mention of me and Allah will make a mention of you. Do you know now, my brother, what's your name? Fahd. Do you know now, my brother Fahd, that Allah is making a mention of you to His angels by name? Even if you're sleeping. Now wake up. Even if it's, Allah is making a mention of you right now. And who am I? Who are you to be mentioned by name by Allah? Who am I? Al-Mudhnib? Al-Asi? The sinner? Yet Allah is making a mention of me because right now we are making a mention of Him. This is dhikr, by the way. Ya hasrata. Ya hasrata. Tala'u. Sallu tala'u. نعطيهم إن شاء الله تعالى نحسن نظن فيهم الخير. لما تجلس في مجلس زي كذا أنت تذكر الله, الله يذكرك. When you sit in a gathering like this, in a majlis of dhikr, to mention and to talk about Allah, Allah also subhanahu wa ta'ala make a mention of you. فاذكروني أذكركم. Yes, Allah knows you subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, He's your creator. But not only He created you. And He's meant... But what, you may ask, what does He mean He mentioned, makes a mention of me? He is proud of you right now. He's praising you to His angels. Look at Abdi Fulan, Abdi Fulan, Abdi Fulan. جَالِسُونَ يَذْكُرُونَنِي يَا مَلَائِكَ تِشْهَدُ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. At the end. Ya malaikatu, look at my servant Fulan, and my servant Mufadi, and my servant, look, 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 they are sitting and they are making a mention of me. Ya malaikati, all be witness, I forgive all of them. This is what it means. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Because you may say, طيب, اذكروني. Some people take it so light, this ayah. هذه الآية تمر مرور الكرام عند كثير من الناس. فاذكروني أذكركم. Yeah, Allah يذكرني يعني. Hey. Yeah, nice, nice. But they don't really understand the heaviness of this ayah. فاذكروني. Make a mention of me. أذكركم. And you know what happens when Allah makes a mention of you? He loves you. He protects you. He guides you. And He doesn't just make a mention of you in vain. هذا يا ملائكتي هذا 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 يا ملائكتي هذا هذا فلان هو في معيتي في معيتي. He's under my protection, my presence, my companionship. So here we're talking about the two types of dhikr and the categories of dhikr. Dhikr mutlaq and muqayyad, and restricted dhikr and restricted dhikr. Let me give you some examples. When you finish the salah, what do you say? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarakta ya jalal wal ikram. Right? And then you say 33 times, after the dhikr, you say 33 times, subhanallah. La, and I want to say 33 times, Allah al-musta'an. Or I want to say 33 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ba'da as-salah. No, this becomes bid'ah. After salah, dhikr muqayyad. You can say it any other time. Mutlaq. You're walking in the street, or you're coming, or whatever, you're sitting in the back. I just want to say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Fine. Fine. That's unrestricted. But after salah, there is dhikr muqayyad. I want to say 33, 35. Long. Because the Prophet said 33 times, subhanAllah. 33 times, alhamdulillah. 33 times, ايش? Allahu Akbar. And then he said, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك والحمد لله وعليك شهادة. So he completed the 100. You say, I want to say 40, 45, I love Allah. صح? I want to say 40, 50, 16. I want to say more. Instead of 33, I'm going to say 66. Why? Because I love Allah. It's dhikr. It's dhikr. This is what people make a mistake. Is dhikr, طب is dhikr, but this is dhikr muqayyad, restricted. Give an example. You're married, Habibna? Inshallah. So listen to this because you're going to need it. So when you get married, inshallah, Habibna al-Ghali, when you get married, until you got married, and then you went and then you put your hand on your wife's forehead and then you said a dua. What did you say, remember? Allahumma inni as'aluka. It's been a long time. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa ma khayra majbulat alayhi wa a'udhu bika min sharriha. This is the dua of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Anta, you did this and then you said, Subhana alladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. You flipped it.
Valid?
Wrong. It's like you're riding ish, you're riding a... This dua is to ride a car, to ride a camel, to ride the horse, to ride that. This is when you say, Subhana alladhi sakhara lana hadha. Right? You know, you don't say this dua when you put your hand on, because this is dhikr muqayyad. The muqayyad, the Prophet said, this dhikr. He didn't say that dhikr. I want to say, Subhana alladhi sakhara. Fine, you say it when you go ride your car. Then you say, Subhana alladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. Do you understand what I mean here? You may say, I'm free. Yeah, you're free. You can say dhikr unrestricted. You're walking, you're cooking, you're running. I want to read Quran. I want to say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. This is unrestricted. But restricted is during certain times. This is the difference between muqayyad wa ghair muqayyad. And then we have this three types of dhikr. Dhikr al-lisan. وذكر القلب. Oh, really? Yes. وذكر الجوارح. You understood this. I don't need to translate, right? Say yes. No? ذكر اللسان. ذكر القلب. قلب. Heart. ذكر الجوارح. Are the physical faculties. These are the types of ذكر. Ask me. How can I make dhikr by heart? Do you know? Dhikr of the heart. By heart, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just by heart, I'm making dhikr. How? Fear of Allah. Khawf. Love. Love is by heart. I love Allah. This is dhikr of the heart. Ibadah of the heart. Tawakkul. Tawakkul is... Ibadah of the heart, so making dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla by heart. Hope in Allah, this is by heart. This is dhikr of heart. Dhikr of lisan is the very well known one. Dhikr of lisan, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, reciting the Quran. This is dhikr of lisan. Lisan means the tongue, right? And then the third type is the dhikr of al-jawarih, the dhikr of the physical faculties. Yani, as-salah is dhikr. The salah needs some movements with my organs, with my physical faculties, with my head. I need to bow down, my back. I need to come back. Coming to the masjid, walking to the masjid. Dhikr of, you know, the feet. Giving sadaqah. I'm using my hands. Ibadah. Do you understand? Give me examples.
Hajj.
Reading Quran. Hajj is what?
Umrah.
Hajj, umrah is dhikr of what? You may say, oh, but it's mostly the physical, you know, by heart, because you're making tawaf by heart, the tawaf of the heart before the tawaf of the of the body, and then you're doing the body movements, lots of movements in Hajj, right? And the lisan, labbaik Allahumma labbaik labbaik la sharika lak labbaik. Aynul badat tahrus fi sabilillah. This is the ibadah of the physical faculties, because I spend the whole night guarding the Muslims, the ibadah. Those guards who are maybe guarding the masjid, we have a guard, we have a parking security. Well, security guy, he comes here. The one who gets paid. No, I'm not talking about the one who gets paid. I'm talking about somebody who wants to do it fi sabilillah. He comes, he says, I heard that there's some problems, you know, and people are trying or aiming or planning to do something. I'm going to come tonight and spend my whole night guarding the masjid.
It can be both. It's aqd al-niyyah, inshallah.
Inshallah, إذا أخذها عملها في سبيل الله. Because then يكون أجر وأجرة ممكن, if it's أجرة أجرة يعني you get paid for it, that may tamper with.
إنشاء الله
إحنا نقول إن شاء الله. This is subjective again, subjective, not objective. يعني my نية إن شاء الله is في سبيل الله, and then we give you something on top. الحمد لله, we give you something payment on top of that. But if you purify your intention. Although something like that, I'd rather keep it, you know, for the sake of Allah. Unless it's a job. Unless it's a job that I do and I get paid for. Huh. Entering your home, there is a dua. Do you know the dua of entering your home? Bismillah. The dua of entering the masjid. Allahumma. Allahumma aghfir li wa rahmatik. اللهم افتح لي باب رحمتك. أنا دعاء of leaving the masjid. اللهم إني أسألك من فضلك. طيب أنا I entered the masjid saying اللهم إني أسألك من فضلك. The دعاء of entering is اللهم افتح لي باب رحمتك. And then you enter the point and say اللهم, and then on the way out Allah, it's nice دعاء اللهم افتح لي باب رحمتك. But you say that you flipped it. لا, keep this دعاء as the Prophet said it. Right? The dua of intimacy. We guys, we men, alhamdulillah. Intimacy. طيب. اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا. The dua of intimacy. You change it. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. الحمد لله الذي عفانا. الحمد لله الذي عفانا. عفانا وجعلني من المسلمين. يعني, if there are certain du'as that the Prophet has taught you and I on a particular occasion, then that's a restricted dhikr versus unrestricted dhikr. وَعَلَى قَدْرِ ذِكْرِكَ لِلَّهِ يَكُونُ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ لَكَ. فهمت؟ The more you remember Allah, the more Allah will remember you. More. شيء بذن تقربت إليه. ومن تقرب إليه دراعا تقربت إليه باعا ومن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولا. The more you do something for Allah, the more you remember Him, the more you come closer to Him, the more you get from Him سبحانه وتعالى. وعلى قدر شكرك لله يكون شكره لك. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. So this is, you know, they go together. وَشْكُرُوا لِي شُكْر here شُكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. شُكُرُوا تَكْفُرُونَ شُكْر with كُفر. يعني if I don't do شُكْر, the two extremes exactly. But what kind of كُفر? كُفر بالله ولا كُفر بنعمة الله؟ بنعمة الله. Before I go to شُكْر, إذا ذكرك الله أحبك الله. وإذا أحبك الله, when Allah makes a mention of you, as I mentioned, He will love you. And when Allah loves you, He will tell Jibreel, يا Jibreel, I love so and so, love him. And when Jibreel loves you, Jibreel tells all the other angels, Allah and I love so and so, love him. And all the angels, they make a call on the people of the earth and they say, Allah and Jibreel and us, the angels, love Na'im. يا people of the earth, love Na'im, love him. ويوضع له القبول في الأرض. ما معنى يوضع له القبول في الأرض؟ ما عمرك ما شفتيه, شوفه يدخل في قلبك, تقول له والله أنا ما أدري كيف بس حبيتك لله. ممكن هذا من الذين قال فيهم يوضع له القبول في الأرض. Jibreel tells the angels, I love him, and the angels tell people of the earth, love him, and then people will love him on earth. Everybody, someone, I know, like you've never seen, but you, subhanAllah, I feel comfort when I see you. There is something about you. I just love you for the sake of Allah. This is when Allah loves you. What earned you that? Dhikr of Allah. And the opposite is also true. Ghafla anillah. Ya Jibreel, I hate this person. I hate him. This is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told, you know the dua when he taught Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Mu'adh ibn Jabal is the Sahabi. He taught him a dua. Allamahu dua. Ya Mu'adh, wallah inni la uhibbuk. Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. Look, look, look. Please understand this. This is beautiful. As a father, as a son, as a wife, as a mother, as a husband. Sah. A way to attract the other person, your son, for instance. Before asking of something, what did the Prophet say here? Ya Mu'adh, I love you. So Mu'adh is all ears now. You love me? I love you, wallahi, I love you. So Ya Mu'adh, now the Prophet gives an advice. What is the advice? Ya Mu'adh, remember to say at the end of the salah, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Before he's giving him this particular advice, he tells him, I love you, so don't forget this. Always remember this. At the end of the salah, after you do the tahiyyat, right? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika. Mu'adh says, I never left it. I always used to say it, because Prophet Muhammad taught me this dua. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik. Idha lam yu'inik Allah azza wa jalla, lan tadhkurah. You need his help. Oh Allah, help me. A'inni ala dhikrika. Help me remember you. I want to remember. Yani, we're sitting here. You're playing. Yani, ahbabna. How to play? Maybe if I'm playing like them, I'm playing. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Those praying. Ishada ishasmu. What's that called?
Badminton.
Badminton. Say, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. لا إلا شيخ بن باز رحمة الله عليه شيخ بن باز رحمة الله عليه شيخ بن باز the مفتي of Saudi Arabia a long time ago people they ate with him food he will take a morsel he will say بسم الله and then before he goes to the second سبحان الله الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر أعمى he does he's blind and then before taking the other one he says بسم الله and then he eats again and all. As he's eating سبحان الله الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله بسم الله This is فاذكروني أذكركم اللهم أعني على ذكرك Oh Allah help me remember you I can only remember you with your help I cannot remember you if you don't want me to remember you So help me remember you This, I'm busy with salah. I'm busy with playing I'm busy with cooking I'm busy with driving I'm busy with taking care of things With the phone. Naam. I'm busy texting. I'm busy this. I'm busy that. I'm busy sleeping.
I'm busy listening.
So help me make a mention of you. While I'm busy doing things, help me remember you. While I'm busy, let me plant trees in Jannah. For every subhanAllah you say, Allah will plant a tree for you in Jannah. صح ولا مو صح? Yes or yes? For every alhamdulillah, Allah will plant. Ya Rabbi, help me remember you. Because brothers and sisters, wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu, you will, one extra subhanallah you made, could make you in a higher place than your own brother in Jannah. Because you said an extra subhanallah more than him or her. So your place will be higher. You have an extra tree. You have an extra home in Jannah. One alhamdulillah. So anyway you are, busy yourself with the members of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrik. Help me remember you. Help me thank you. Help me also be grateful to you. A'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrik. Wa husni ibadatik. Husn al-ibadah. To be best in my ibadah towards you. Help me excel in my ibadah. I want to excel in my ibadah with your help, Ya Rabbil Alameen. من تعلق قلبه بذكر الله انطلق لسانه بذكر الله. شوف القلب is the master. This is why the Prophet says مضغة. ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسد فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب أو هو القلب. The Prophet says in this body there is a morsel. If it's sound, the whole body is sound. If it's corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. He says it's the heart. When your heart is keen with the remembrance of Allah, is adamant about remembering Allah, the heart gives a message, a command to the lisan. The lisan will start making dhikr of Allah. But if the heart is neglectful, the heart is heedless, al-lisan ma yisma', al-lisan does not take any commands from the heart. The heart does not care. So it's all about the connection between the heart and the lisan. This is why you and I, we need these types of gathering. Why? Because in these types of gathering, نزكي أنفسنا نزكي قلوبنا, we purify our hearts. الذكر عند الطعام, الذكر عند الاستيقاظ, certain types of ذكر is restricted. The ذكر when you wake up, the ذكر when you eat, the ذكر when you go travel, there's a ذكر, a particular ذكر. So these are all types of particular ذكر. ذكر of the heart, ذكر of the lisan, and ذكر of the physical faculties, as we mentioned. Maybe you mentioned examples like tawaf, sadaqah, تغيير المنكر, forbidding evil by tongue, forbidding evil, enjoining good and forbidding evil. It's also, one of the types of ذكر with the jawarih. Walking to the masajid, seeking knowledge. Right now, you people are doing ذكر. Seeking علم, طلب العلم. زيارة المريض, visiting the sick. There's also, you're doing ذكر by hand, by feet, by heart. There's so much reward on, subhanAllah, visiting the sick. Wudu is dhikr of the, and also the dhikr of the eyes. Eyes, na'am. Looking at the Quran is dhikr in itself, is ibadah in itself. Not looking at haram is ibadah of the dhikr of the eyes. Washkuruni wa la takfurun. Only one ayah. Washkuruni shukr. من الشكر أن تنظر إلى نعم الله عليك فتشكرها أو تشكر الله عليها. From the shukr is that you look at the blessings that Allah has blessed you with and you thank them and be grateful for them. You thank Him for what? Everybody says Alhamdulillah. You go to anything, you say Alhamdulillah. You complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. And a sister complains, 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 complains. She's Arabi and she says خليني ساكتة صح ولا مو؟ She spoke and he says let me be quiet. يعني خلاص I didn't say nothing. After all she said and she says I didn't say nothing. خليني let me, it's better for me to keep quiet. What else do you have to say? الحمد لله. This is not the الحمد لله that Allah is wanting. ما هو هذا الحمد لله؟ واشكروا لي شكر. There's a difference between شكر and حمد, by the way. Shukr can be to Allah and can be to people. You did something nice to me, you did something, Zakallah khair, thank you for coming and recording this event. So I'm doing shukr. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَنْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The Prophet says, whoever is not grateful to people is not grateful to Allah. When was the last time you said to someone, thank you from the bottom of your heart, Zakallah khair, for doing this? Right? The Prophet says, whoever does not thank people, he doesn't thank Allah. So one of the things that you should be thankful of is look at the ni'am that Allah has blessed you with. Ya akhawati, انظروا الى نعم الله عليكم. انظروا الى نعم. How many ni'mas? انت مسكين. يا حبيبنا, you want to get married, صح? Inshallah. Are you making dua? Day and night. Sometimes. Day and night he's making dua.
I can support him.
You can, but he's miskeen. You see, but look at the ni'mah that you are having. You are married, and this miskeen is not married. So this is a ni'mah that Allah has blessed you with. But maybe you can tell him you think it's a ni'mah, but wait until you get into it, and then you would see whether it's a ni'mah. It is a ni'mah. Your wife is ni'mah. Your kids are ni'mah. somebody who doesn't have kids, somebody who's barren, they want to have kids and they're making dua and they're making efforts and everything, but subhanAllah, there's mafish, mafi nasib, there's no nasib. Your kids are ni'mah, you have parents living with you. Ni'mah, because the other ones, miskin, he's alone, his parents, either, maybe they are back home, or that they're gone. The ni'mah of hidayah, the ni'mah of Islam, the ni'mah of iman, the ni'mah of salah, the ni'mah that you came to the masjid. There's somebody who prays. But there's somebody who prays in the masjid. This is ni'mah. Sah? This is the difference. We take things for granted. You're able to sit. Our uncle is not able to sit like you and I. He's sitting on a chair. He would wish to sit like you and I. But he can't. Our uncle too, he can't. Yani miskin, he was able before. Sah? Before he was able to sit. But now he's not. He prays on a chair too. So ni'mah. Say alhamdulillah. So the opposite of shukr is what? The opposite of shukr is kufr. This is why Allah says, وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful and don't commit kufr. What type of kufr? Kufr of the blessing that Allah has blessed you with, because you're not grateful for that blessing. Then if you're not grateful, what would Allah do? Allah will take that blessing from you. Yes. If you're not grateful for your wife, Allah will take her, huh? And sisters, if you're not grateful for your husband, Allah will take him. I don't say, oh, inshallah, ya Rab. Don't say that. If you're not grateful of your job, Allah will take it away from you. There's some people, alhamdulillah, you don't see the ni'mah. When do you see the ni'mah? When do you value the ni'mah? You value the ni'mah when it's taken away from you. True or not true? Yes. That's when you value, say, ah, ya laytani, I wish I took care of my parents. I wish I came to the masjid. When your foot was broken, you couldn't come. For weeks, you couldn't come. And you say, I couldn't even come to Salat al-Jum'ah. You were watching it on the phone. You were watching it on the internet. But your heart was here. Your heart was, I want to go to the masjid. And you will get the same reward as if you've been here, because you have an excuse. I can't come. So you won't value this ni'mah until it's taken away from you. So take advantage of it. Whatever the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And again, shukr has three aqsam. Same like dhikr. Shukr bil lisan wa bil qalbi wa bil jawarih. Just like dhikr. Just like dhikr, shukriye is by tongue, by heart, and by the physical faculties. Shukr al qalb is what? This is very important. Please remember this, okay? Almost done. If you give me maybe a couple more minutes, I'll be done, inshallah. Huh? Shukr, Allah Izzak al khair. Qabla rida. Shukr of the qalb, of the heart, is what? Shukr al qalb, al i'tirafu bin ni'mah. Wa amma bi ni'mat rabbika. I'tiraf bin ni'mah. To recognize the ni'mah that Allah has blessed you with. This is the shukr of the heart. To recognize this ni'mah. Because some people don't recognize the ni'mah. You have parents, ya akhi, alive, you don't know that ni'mah. You're not valuing it. You're not recognizing it. Recognize the ni'mah of, inshallah, you're going to drink tea with us today. That you're going to be able to eat dates. You're going to be able to eat this. There's some people who cannot eat this stuff. They can't. The doctor told them, you eat something like this, you will die. With all due respect, yeah. اعتراف لا الاعتراف بالنعمة والاعتراف بالمنعم من هو المنعم الله and also to recognize the one who's giving you this نعمة and who is the one who's giving you the نعمة الله so this is شكر by heart recognizing the نعمة and recognizing the منعم منعم is Allah سبحانه وتعالى and what is شكر باللسان شكر باللسان التحدث بنعمة الله وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث بنعمة حدث بالنعمة talk about this نعمة Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me. I went for Hajj last year. Alhamdulillah. Ya akhwana, ya akhwana, ya akhwana. Inshallah, make lots of dua. Wallahi, I wish you were with me for Hajj. I wish, inshallah, and I pray that for you to go there for Hajj. What an amazing experience. Talk about this ni'mah that Allah has blessed you with. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And the shukr of the jawarih. And I will end here. The shukr of the physical faculties. How can I thank Allah with my hand and my feet? The Prophet Muhammad used to pray at night. حَتَّى تَتَفَطَّرَ قَدَمَهُ. And then Aisha will ask him, Ya Rasulullah, قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He used to pray at night. Who prays at night nowadays? قيام الليل. And the Prophet indicates, this is a testimony from Rasulullah, قيام الليل علامة المؤمن شهد له بالإيمان. The Prophet has testified that the one who makes قيام الليل, he is a believer. Because only believers are able to make Qiyam al-Layl. Oh, Abdullah ibn Umar. Ni'm al-Abd. Law kana yaqumu al-Layl. How blessed he is. Only if he was to wake up at night and pray at night. Abdullah ibn Umar. When the Prophet Muhammad. So the Prophet, when he used to pray until his feet, his heel used to get cracked. You know, some of you have these cracks, you know, in the back, in the heel. That Aisha, Ya Rasulullah, your feet are cracked and, you know. Then the Prophet says, shall I not be a grateful slave? Shukr. Thank Allah for all He has blessed me with. So what does Rasulullah do? He makes Qiyam al-Layl. To thank Allah. This is thanking Allah with your physical faculties. Allah has blessed you with something. Thank Allah for it. Don't just say Alhamdulillah. No, thank Him with it. Allah has blessed you with a salary. Give something for Allah. Remember this. صح ولا موسى؟ ها؟ هي عبادة الصدقة. صدقة عبادة وذكر كذا. So, على قوت الله أكبر. So what is the connection? ها شوف كيف سكرت. The connection is what? With dhikr and shukr. If you're not grateful for the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has made you remember Him, then you are committing kufr. فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed you and I to be able to sit here and to make dhikr. Unless and until we value this, and you come to the shaykh and you kiss his hand. No, I'm just as a joke. And you come to the sheikh and you give him a hug and you say, thank you, Zakallah khair. No, I don't need this because it's for Allah. Unless and until we say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbi, that you have brought me from home. Change your niyyah. Change your niyyah. You came here to run away from your wife. Change your niyyah. Change your niyyah. Although you came here to run away from your wife, still change your niyyah. When you come here and you say, Ya Rabbi, no, not run away from... It's built in, but I am here to listen to this majlis of dhikr. And listen until you value this dhikr that you're doing right now. If not, then you're going to be doing kufr of the ni'mah. And Allah may take it away from you and I. May take it away from you and may take it away from me too. I won't be able to do this no more. You see how is the connection between dhikr and shukr and kufr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to another amazing ayah which you love and I love, talking about as-sabr was-salah. Wasta'inu. Right away, dhikr ista'in. Seek comfort. With what? Ista'inu bi-ish. Allah doesn't tell you in the Quran with what? He just says seek comfort. With sabr and patience. Ya Rabbi, seek comfort in what so I can be patient? And what types of patience we're talking about here? There is about 9 categories. 9, 9. Of sabr. Sabru billah, sabru lillah, as-sabru ma'allah, as-sabru. Where are you going, Ya Sheikh? I'm already confused. Next week, inshallah. Next week, inshallah, ta'ala. Oh, this is, you know, I do this little thing, you know, so that you hopefully will come back. And do come back, inshallah, ta'ala, because as I mentioned, we're doing this dhikr, and then this is part of the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for me to do shukr to you for being here, I'm going to offer you some tea. And for Allah Azza wa Jal to do shukr to you, Wallahi, please listen to this. Wallahi, I did not think about it. Wallahi, I did not write it down. Wallahi, it just came to me. My shukr from me to you is, inshallah ta'ala, offer you this drink, shai, and tamar, because thank you for sitting with us here. And the shukr from Allah to you is what? For the angel to tell you right now, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ قَدْ بُدَى سَيْكَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The angel will say to you right now, stand up and leave, all your sins have been forgiven. This is how Allah thanks you for being in this type of gathering. So is it worth it or not worth it? 100%. الكلام لكم والإجابة لكم, it's all to you, inshallah ta'ala. Any questions? Any? أيوة, تفضل. The staying between prayers and ribat, فذلكم الربات فذلكم جزاك جهاد في سبيل الله. It is jihad, just like a ribat, نعم, في حديث في البخاري. And also the angels will surround us, and then the rahmah will overwhelm us, and the sakina, the tranquility. You know, this is all of the virtues of these types of gathering, alhamdulillah. Anything else before we serve the tea, inshallah? الكفر زي يكفون العشير النساء. When the Prophet Muhammad told the women, oh women, تصدقن فإن رأيت كنا أكثر أهل النار. He told the women, make lots of sadaqah because I saw you women are the more of the inhabitants of the people of a fire. Why, Rasulullah? Why are we the more of the people of a fire are women? By the way, it's true, huh? And if a sister comes or a woman tells you, or you tell her, she can tell you. And also, the more of the inhibitors of the people of Jannah are women. And it's true. There are more women in Jannah, and there are more women in hellfire. So the Prophet told them, here, he said this hadith. He says, give sadaqah. I see the more, most of the more inhibitors of the people of hellfire. Why? Ya Rasulullah says, takfurum. You make kufr. He says, nakfur billah. Make kufr with Allah? No, yakfun al-ashir. You make kufr towards whom? Your partner, and your husband. He does so much, and then the day when he does something bad, you tell him, you've never done no good to me. You know, but of a basket. You know the basket? Quffa. Quffa, basket, in Arabic. In Urdu, ish one? Quffa, basket? In Urdu. You copy it in the morning, huh? Topra. Urdu, huh? Basket is Urdu. You know, just like a basket that has, there are two baskets. Like bin. A bin, just a bin, right? But it has a hole in it. A hole inside.
We don't have any kind of.
Well, I'll tell you, she has it. You put so much good, they go into the basket that's got a hole. And there's another basket which is good. When you do anything bad, it stays there. You never did this. I remember that day when I was like, you were not there. I remember when you said this to me. You know, when you do something bad. And we all do something bad. We all do something bad, you know, all the time. They remember that, subhanAllah. But they don't want to do something good. Very few remember. So this is what the Prophet says, yakfur, kufr. This is not kufr as in terms of kufr billah, but as in inkar, you know, to deny the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. Right after the adhan, inshallah ta'ala, we'll serve the tea. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.